With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to rideshares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay. So a Florida man torched a $90,000 BMW after he stole it. West Palm Beach, he decided to drive to a nightclub, park his 2021 BMW X6 in a lot, call the police in the panic because it was stolen. And they confirmed that they found it. A guy stole it and set it on fire. That's all you need to know. Can you believe? This is why I'm like, just Uber it, man. If you're going to go to a sketch part of town, dude, just like Uber it. Because you're right.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And that's why I included that next story, because BMWs were actually being recalled for what reason? So this fire. Thief may not have torched it on purpose. He may have just overheated it and
yeah,
it caught
it's still
fire
a
based on the
consequence
recall.
Of his thievery.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Apparently, it can even happen when the car is not in use. And so they are recalling a lot of that, those cars over there. Can we talk about the peacock thing? Because this is making me so mad. Dude, a Florida man, Miami Herald, killed and ate his neighbor's peacock because the neighbor fed them. He killed and ate his pet peacocks because the neighbor fed his peacocks.
It makes no sense.
He did it to spite the neighbor. 61-year-old Craig Vaught was arrested. A deputy said that a neighbor got a disturbing letter from him and they called the authorities. And in the letter, which Vaught put in her mailbox, he wrote he killed two of his pet peacocks because she kept feeding them. He got in a verbal dispute with her, and so he wrote the letter to prove a point. He killed the birds and then cooked them in a frying pan. And then he said he's going to kill all of his pet peacocks to prevent anybody from taking custody of them. Well, clearly that said it, because they did take custody of them, and now he's got charged with aggravated animal cruelty and booked into Land O'Lakes Detention Center.
I guess that neighbor shouldn't have fattened him up.
That's just so mean. Why? Some people are so petty and psycho, like the gym lady, right, who was losing her mind. Oh, my gosh. This guy tried to write a $368 billion fraudulent check, as you can imagine it would be. The guy walked into Jacksonville, Florida, and then literally wrote $368 billion to cash and took it right into the bank, signed it and everything. Clearly, he had the cops called on him because that was not real.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to rideshares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Tis the season of giving, and OneBlood wants to give you a $25 e-gift card. You heard that right. All you have to do is donate blood at a One Blood Donor Center or at select Big Red Bus blood drives, and that $25 e-gift card is yours. But don't wait, because this offer is only available November 16th through the 30th. This holiday season, give the gift of life. Visit oneblood.org/holiday to find a location and share your power to save lives.
Bike thefts at stations have been decriminalized. This is an actual story. This is in Britain now. So it's not just the United States. This is in Western nations where police are told to just start accepting crimes. The British Transport Police, they're not investigating bike thefts outside of stations anymore. Where any station where a bicycle has been left for more than 2 hours, they're not going to get involved. So, and CCTV footage will not be looked at. Doesn't matter if you chain your bike up. Apparently, it's only a crime if it's within the 2 hour window. So, yeah, the bike thefts will still happen, but the numbers will go down. And then they'll parrot that, like, oh, look, we were able to reduce crime with this. In this manner, we're able to reduce crime. The problem is that a lot of commuters will ride their bikes to the train station and then they chain them up with the expectation that that bike will be there to get them home when they return. Most people, Kane, a work day is typically longer than 2 hours.
Yep.
So you are not, they pay taxes to support law enforcement. And politicians, and the politicians now are telling law enforcement and the transport police over there, we're just not going to look at it anymore. So you're screwed.
They pay so much in taxes, they can't afford a car.
Yeah.
This is where we are, or where they are specifically.
Just unbelievable. But this is, wow. So there, and by the way, they're appointed. So the people who... The British Transport Police are apparently appointed by their Secretary of State for Transport over there. So it's like our, you know, Department of Transportation guy over here. So they appoint them, but they're decriminalizing it. So it's not a crime. So long as you wait outside that 2 hour period, those are bikes, free bikes. Now, how do they even know? Here's the other thing. How do they know if whether or not they're left outside for more than 2 hours? That they said they're not even going to look at CCTV footage. How do they even know? So the majority of bike thefts now, they said commuters, there's thousands of commuters that do this every day, that will take the train in the UK every day. And the British Transport Police said the more time our officers spend reviewing CCTV, the less time they have for patrolling stations, etc. Oh my gosh. The BBC was interviewing some of these people who said they repeatedly had bikes stolen, so they just get, you know, cheap, crappy bikes because they get stolen, and then it's a hardship when they get back, when they commute back home. They get on the train and they get back to the platform and they have no way to get home, so they have to figure out how they're going to get back to their, you know, it's either a very, very long walk or they got to figure out, you know, a ride to get back home. That's insane. That's crazy. But this is lawlessness and disorder, and then they wonder why. They'll arrest you for a tweet, but screw your bike or your property. They will literally arrest you if you make fun of someone over in the UK. They will absolutely arrest you. If you make a joke like that one 13-year-old girl did about a female officer looking like a lesbian, and her grandmother was a lesbian, and she just said that they both had short hair and that was it, and they came to the house to arrest her. Insane. Insane. They can't help stop child trafficking in Rotherham over there when you have Pakistani grooming gangs that forcibly... they take these young girls and they force them into human trafficking. They won't look at that. They're not going to do anything. Good heavens. It's horrible. The EV tax credit is dead. Ooh, what does that mean? There's a really interesting piece over Legal Insurrection that gets into it. But yes, it's all about free market now. It's official. The EV tax credit is gone. This greeny fever dream, and the tax and spending packages that was passed, and this is from AP, passed in early July, brought an early end to the federal EV tax credits, $7,500 for new electric vehicles, $4,000 for used ones, and the credits end September 30th. Buyers will have to have a binding contract in place for the, even if the vehicle's delivered later. So sales of EVs actually increased, according to Cars Commerce. They said that vehicles under $25,000, the ones that are potentially eligible, those were the ones that were selling quickly. And Tesla had a surprise gain, according to Bloomberg. I noticed this as well. But this, a lot of these vehicles, though, were beyond that tax credit. So that was kind of an interesting little outlier there. But this EV market, this is not free market. Not a free market structure or scheme at all. And I'm just, you know, I'm kind of wondering, all of the automakers, this is a piece from Reuters that discusses how the end of the EV tax subsidy sparks worries of a collapse in U.S. electric car sales. We'll just make better cars. If you make good cars and the market likes it, the market will buy it. How in the hell are people not understanding cause and demand, cause and effect, and supply and demand? Oh my gosh. They're saying, oh my gosh, we're bracing for free fall. And remember, all these companies, because Biden was threatening to make everything electric powered by whatever, they were moving to replace the traditionally fueled vehicles, which, by the way, that stuff is never, the periodic table proves that that stuff is never going to be depleted. It's always replenishing. The stuff that makes the stuff is from the earth. Stop. All of these manufacturers were rushing to replace that with EVs that nobody wanted to buy. And so you had, who was the Japanese car maker that was like, we're done with this, we're not doing the EV anymore? Was it Nissan? I can't remember.
Yeah, or Toyota.
Or Toyota, yeah. One of them were like, eh, we're done with this. We're done flirting around with this. So they said that they're bracing. If you make a good vehicle, it's going to sell. End of. Oh, Juan says it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't Toyota. One of them, they decided to stop experimenting with it because their cars weren't moving. If they make good vehicles, they'll sell. Like, people bought the Cybertrucks because they looked like a child's drawing. And then people bought the electric Hummer because it could do the crab walk. Right? So I don't know. But I don't think it's going to be a collapse of them. As long as they're good made vehicles, they're well made, people are going to buy them. I just don't like EVs.
I mean, people are now seeing the replacement batteries they have to put in there at $12,000, $15,000, $16,000 to do this. You could get a car for that or less.
Well, in many instances, they're more expensive than the damn car itself.
Right.
Or as expensive. It's insane. People can't afford that right now. You can't have taxpayers prop up a market or prop up an industry. The industry has to be able to compete on its own merit. And if they can't, then that's not the fault of anybody, but the market's not ready for it. Or maybe it's just not a good product. Maybe the timing isn't right. I mean, all of these things factor into it. You can't force it by demanding that taxpayers prop it up. Because if there's any kind of change, then guess what? All of the house of cards falls down.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to rideshares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Tis the season of giving, and OneBlood wants to give you a $25 e-gift card. You heard that right. All you have to do is donate blood at a OneBlood donor center or at select Big Red Bus blood drives, and that $25 e-gift card is yours. But don't wait, because this offer is only available November 16th through the 30th. This holiday season, give the gift of life. Visit OneBlood.org/holiday to find a location and share your power to save lives.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Arizona, a woman was accused of hitting her boyfriend in the head with a hatchet while he was sleeping, and she smiled in her mugshot, very big. Arizona Press, but it was in North Dakota. She attempted to murder her boyfriend. She hit him in the head with a hatchet while he slept. She was arrested, Lena D'Oliveira. When police arrived on the scene, the victim told officers he was alone. He had been attacked without warning. He was taken to the emergency room for treatment. And he said he was attacked by his girlfriend. They suspected that she was out of it. They arrested her, and she's charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. Her court date is in October. Oh, my gosh. Like, why are people insane? A small plane crash landed near a high school in Toronto. Let me actually do this one. This is a USA Today. A man got attacked on his lawnmower by a bear.
What?
72-year-old man in Arkansas.
Wait.
He was mowing his lawn. Vernon Patton, he was in hospice after he was attacked, and he was critically injured. He was on his tractor lawnmower in rural Franklin County. It is the first known bear attack in Arkansas in a quarter century. He was riding his tractor, and his son found him being attacked by a yearling bear. It's about 70-pound black bear. A witness said the bear was in the process of attacking him when his son showed up, began throwing rocks at the animal. Game wardens responded to the scene. They had to fatally shoot the animal. And then they said he was moved to surgery for the day of the attack, but his injuries were so extensive, they said it was not survivable. And his son witnessed the whole thing. So the bear tested, shockingly, negative for rabies and distemper. So they tested after they put down the bear. But that is horrifying. Just horrifying. Golly, that is a determined animal if you're on a tractor, because he was actively mowing grass. So I don't know. Let's see. This in Queens, is there a cat that's running for office? Apparently.
Yes, it's New York.
Well, it's a cane. It's a giant. So makes sense. Better known as Leo the Cat, it's going to replace term-limited moderate Democrat Robert Holden on a city council in Western Queens. Yeah?
They're not serious.
These people can't... They're not serious.
No. It's Mr. Mingus. I don't know what its name is. This cat, I don't know how this has gotten this far. It only has 139 followers on Instagram. And they made these little posters where they have it all over Leo Namush. They have it all over. That's his name. All over the Western Queens. Okay. God help us all. I don't know. They think it's a joke, but it's actually like people will vote for it. Being underweight might be deadlier than being overweight. I actually do think this. Because if you're underweight and like if you're, you know, as you get older, I just know a lot of like thin old people that, you know, they fall, they don't have anything to cushion that fall. They break bones. They get sick. They get flu. They don't have a lot that can sustain them. Yeah, I think as I get older, I would rather, my grandma was always like, you got to pick your face or your body. And I'm like, I'd pick face because I'm just going to get, everyone's always like, what do you have done? I don't have anything done. I just don't wear hardly any makeup anymore, except for my eyes. And everyone's like, what did you do? Or I'll cut my hair and they'll say I got my extensions out. But my anti-aging plan is literally to get like fat. Not kidding. Think about it. It's natural filler. It like smooths everything out because I'm not going to stop eating snacks. So I will pick face over body when I get like 80 years old. So I'm going to have a cushion, right? So that solves that dilemma right there.
I think that if you can play church bells, you can pray the call to prayer. We are as American as anyone else, and don't take any BS from anyone.
No, you can't. Welcome back to the program, by the way. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of this first hour. No, you can't. You want to know why? Because they're not even remotely the same. That was Mehdi Hasan. What is he on? PMSNBC, blah, 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 blah.
MS Now?
I don't know. Wait, what?
Isn't it
MS? It's multiple sclerosis. Okay. What is it? So it's just, what is MS and the MSNBC? I don't really care, but I'm curious.
Microsoft.
Okay. So nobody knows what he's on. We really don't know. He's just some dude. He was saying that, yes, you need to just be able, He's saying to American Christians, if you can have your church bells, we can have our Islamic prayer call. Well, they're not even remotely the same, first off. I mean, when church bells ring, it's bells. And it's also used not just as a way to, you know, it's usually played a couple of, you know, maybe twice a day. And then whenever they wanted to, historically, whenever there was to warn the town of an impending attack or funerals or something like that, it was sort of like the old-timey village message board in a way, the way that it was used. The Islamic call to prayer is incredibly in-your-face, invasive demand that you drop everything and start praying to Mecca. It is a bunch of it's a religious command is what it is. And I mean, church bells, there's no verbalization in a church bell. There's nothing, there's no religious command in a church bell. There's no religious doctrine in a church bell. There's no prayer in a church bell. Unlike the Islamic call, which is literally all of those things. It's delivered loudly over loudspeakers. It sounds like a tornado alert. And they say what? They talk about Allah being God and Muhammad being his whatever messenger five times. I mean, and they do that like all throughout the day, like five or six times a day. And it lasts for forever. It is incredibly loud. It is a command. It is a demand that you drop everything and you engage in this practice now. So, no. They're not the same. And if Mehdi Hassan wants it, then he can move back to his country of origin because he hasn't been here long enough to be able to give orders to the rest of us. And no, I don't consider you a fellow American. And here's why. You don't have within you that animating spirit of liberty. And aside from everything else, ethnicity, religion, etc., that is the thing that makes that unites us all as Americans. And he is without it. It's that animating spirit of freedom. He lacks it. Can you imagine? I can't imagine being so full of myself and high on my own supply that I go to another country and act like I've been here a couple of years. I'm going to tell you how to do everything in your nation. This is the problem with complete unmitigated immigration. You come here and you join the American family. You be free. You don't turn us into the hellscape that you came from. You come here and you be free. You enjoy the freedoms that we have. That's it. You don't boss people around and you don't demand that we play these loud, commanding verbalizations that order people to drop everything and fall to their knees and pray. Kids can't even pray in school, but this guy wants to sit here and blast this stuff throughout towns multiple times a day. I don't think so, partner. Not going to happen. Good night. You don't get to impose, and that is an imposition, by the way. Having a verbalized command, that is an imposition. It's not a church bell. Comparing the two is asinine. And it's not a legitimate comparison. It's illiberal. Not even remotely accurate. But this is what I've been seeing. I see people on the left, now they're going to go back to the tactic that they used post 9/11, which is call everything that they don't like Islamophobia. And they're really doing this with Ma'am Dani. I've seen this over and over again with a number of elected officials, and I've tweeted some of it out. But they are all in on trying to defend him. Like, for instance, and Hassan and others have said, oh my gosh, the levels of Islamophobia in the country are off the charts right now. People are criticizing anybody who accurately points out anything with Ma'am Dani. They're criticizing them as being Islamophobic. Like, for instance, if you have if you take offense to Mandani refusing to condemn the phrase globalize the intifada and refuse to work or associate with people who incorporate it as a part of their, you know, daily, everyday sayings, then you're Islamophobic because you're criticizing him for it. So they're trying to dodge criticism by claiming that everything is Islamophobic. Now, keep in mind, this is a guy who literally was campaigning with an unindicted co-conspirator in 9/11. And unindicted, not because there wasn't evidence there, but because the government had to come up, I guess, with some kind of deal to get this guy, although he was testifying in favor of the Islamists that on their behalf. But I don't know. I mean, I still think the government could have brought charges, but that's the thing that's, you know, 20-something years ago. But his kids are all arrested serving life sentences. All of this Imam Siraj Wahaj, this guy, who Mamdani was literally campaigning with all last week. He was. There's photos, videos of them everywhere together. All of this Imam's kids are serving life sentences in jail. And you know why? Because they were running, I mean, and I'm using this not like the left, literally a kiddie terror training camp in New Mexico, where they were training kids to go into schools and shoot people and go into buildings and shoot, because no one would expect a kid to pull out a gun, right? They were actually doing that. They got raided. They kidnapped some kids. One of them was his son. He left his wife in Georgia, and he took, and this is Siraj Wahaj's grandson, took the boy to New Mexico. The boy apparently dealt with seizures and some other neurological issues and required medication that Wahaj refused to give him. And the kid was dead. When they raided it, that kid was dead. They found his remains on the property. Apparently, they didn't even give him a proper burial. That's this imam, all his kids serving life sentences. Do you know what the common denominator in that is besides their Islamism? It's the dad, the imam. That's who Mamdani was campaigning with all last week. So it's not Islamophobia when you're talking about a statistical fact. That's not Islamophobia. And if you want to talk about the levels of hatred, the levels of the levels of bigotry against Christians and non-Muslims has always been off the charts. Go to Saudi Arabia and try to play some church bells. Go to Qatar and try to play church bells. Go to any Arab nation and try to play church bells. Go to any Islamic country and try to play church bells. Not going to happen. So pound sand. Not going to happen. This is insane. This idea that, oh, it's all, you can't criticize. So they're pulling this out of the bag. Hopefully people are smart enough to reject it. But Mamdani is leading in New York. New York is going to be dead after this. They are going to be a city that is utterly destroyed when he gets into office. And they deserve it because they voted for it. I don't feel any empathy at all. No, I don't. This is a voting bloc that has voted Marxist for forever, and now they're getting what they wanted. I mean, I see some of these other people. Oh, we got to leave New York. Leftists, we got to leave New York. We can't have Mamdani. You paved the way for him. Think about this. All of these people out there, they wanted socialist health care. They wanted socialist this. They wanted state-run this. And then suddenly they get it, and they realize only then how immediately it hurts their bottom line, and then they don't want it anymore. No. You bought the ticket. Now you got to take the ride. And it's just starting. Keep your arms and legs inside of the vehicle at all times. This tactic, they've done this for a long time, a very long time. And I'm just saying, that's where I don't think that people are going to go with it. But they're not the same. The church bells and all that, definitely not the same. Looking at some of our audio here as well. This, by the way, let's do a flashback. This is cut 18. This is New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani. Just listen to this.
There is still, you know, this illusion, and it's partially a result of settler colonialism, that all of us can become New Yorkers, that all of us can settle into this city. And yet there would be these moments where I would be reminded by someone whose intent was to tell me that you do not belong. And one of those first moments was on 9/11, when before I knew what had happened, my teacher had pulled me and a Muslim classmate of mine out of the class and told us that something has happened and you may be bullied. And I want you to tell me if that happens. And frankly, I was lucky because most Muslim students in the city were not given that kind of care from their teachers. And yet in that moment, I realized that I was not simply another classmate in a middle school.
Yeah. That didn't happen. I don't believe you. I don't believe anything. But he was interesting. It's an illusion that they can become New Yorkers and assimilate into the city. Assimilation is what it takes to make this free country work. That's one of the reasons why the left decided that they wanted to reject melting pot. Do you know that they try to have it two ways? They want the idea. They sit here and say, oh, we can't, everything has to be inclusive, et cetera, et cetera. But when you do it, they bristle. They don't like the term melting pot because they need these cultural divisions to replace the economic warfare. It's a different form of Marxism. It's just switching out the variable, but it's the same formula. Very interesting.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.